If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, I haven't seen any scary movies to have the motivation to intro this in a scary way.
I don't watch scary movies.
Lauren, are you a...
I am the best, hottest Bok Lauren chicken there is, and maybe that is my Halloween costume this year, because that's actually kind of really brilliant. I have a friend who has a chicken head mask costume thing, and maybe that's going to happen now.
You're going to be sexy chicken? Come on, it's going to be weird.
I am now. Intro done. Joe gave me a costume.
Boom, let's go.
I'll do it. I'll wear the chicken in a bikini and heels.
Sexy chicken. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds, guys. Lauren is going to be wearing a chicken head costume in a bikini with stilettos. It is all Joe's fault. I don't know what's scarier than that.
I got to tell you, I know for a fact, though, that I made someone's year. There's someone out there who has a very specific fetish who you just hit all the points.
Wait till I start an OnlyFans or a Patreon, guys. then we'll do that. You may contribute.
It's going to be called Rock-a-Doodle-Doo.
Yes. If you guys haven't seen that movie, that this has nothing to do with Halloween, but yeah, it's a chicken. That's a bunch of chickens, and there's like a deal with the sunrise. I don't know.
It was really weird because it was a chicken that was like rocking out. So
it was
hey,
a rooster.
Clearly, the Neuro Nerds are back in action.
In my defense, guys, like, it's been a long day.
It has been a long day. So why has it been a long day, Lauren El Manzano? Were you out there being busy winning gold medals?
I may have. By the time this episode airs, guys, it was a month ago. But yes. Again, regional 2020 gold medalist here. Some of us win things in the Neuro Nerds. That's my job. Today, guys, we are going to be chatting Halloween 2021, and it is not another move. And what? Who's the bad guy in Halloween? Jason? Mike Myers?
Yes, Michael Myers.
One of them? Yeah. So
not Austin Powers, Mike Myers. Michael Myers.
Obviously, Lauren hasn't seen these.
It's been established. Yes. Lauren is a... Lauren?
Yes, and I'm okay with that. But yeah, we're going to be talking Halloween 2021 and how we can, those of us with brain injuries and those of us that are with, helping communities or we are nerds, how we can kind of use Halloween to kind of like help us like heal encourage growth. I don't know.
It can bridge the gap, I think, between a lot of things. This one magical day out of the year, us with brain injuries can actually, throughout the rest of the year, a lot of us are like, you know what? I just wish I was somebody else. I wish I was like the old version of me. I don't like this new version of me.
Right.
You know what?
2.0, pick your Pokemon. Like what phase are you at?
Yeah. Are we Vileploming it?
Yeah. Like, can we just skip? Like, I'm a Magikarp, guys. Can I just be Gyarados? Like, there is no third stage, So it's like.
You could be Mega Gyarados.
Sure.
That's a thing.
Is it?
It is.
No, Pokemon, like
Pokemon
kids.
Go counts.
Y'all need to stop. I really feel like grandma over here saying, you kids.
Get off my lawn, you crazy kids. So look, this is the year where you could literally be anyone you want to be. You know, you want to be Michael Myers Halloween? Do so. Do you want to be Mike Myers and Austin Powers? Be that. I would rather be Mike Myers and So I Married an Axe Murderer, honestly. That would be more along the lines for me.
Oh, okay. I was thinking like, so if we're talking about like characters or whatever, not like who I'm going to be, but for some reason it made me think of Bruce Campbell in Evil Dead.
Ash.
Yes, Ash. But then I also know him as Autolycus from Xena.
Oh, see, but he will always be Ash to me.
No, always Autolycus to me.
Well, what's Autolycus? What's his catchphrase? Does he have one?
Yes, because he is the king of thieves.
Oh, okay. Now, is that better than suck my boomstick? Right? Come on, he'll always be Ash to me.
It is, but
also,
it lacks a little je ne sais quoi.
All right, well, how about this one? Hail to the king, baby. Another one. Another classic. Bruce Campbell wins all the time. I talked about this in prior Halloween episodes, which I just realized Lauren and I have known each other for, it's been 3 years? 4 years?
Four years.
4 years.
2017.
4 years I've known this woman. And for her, I know it's only felt like 4 months maybe. Underwater.
it has been a journey.
It has been.
Thank you for joining me on this.
I like to take credit for a huge chunk of those gray hairs in your rogue streak.
Oh yeah,
like some of those have my name written all over them. So I used to do drag a lot for Halloween, not because it's like, oh, Joe likes to wear chicks' clothes. No, I just think it's funny. See a big hairy dude in girls' clothes. That's funny. So, but I haven't done that in years. So I don't really know what I'm going to do this year. I know. I think I should dress up. I just don't know what. Maybe I'll be Lauren.
Oh.
No, I don't. It's going to be, that's too, there's too.
You need butt pads.
There's too little clothing. No, Lauren, I'm going to tell the people who haven't seen Lauren recently. Lauren has dropped a tremendous amount of weight. She needs to eat. Please encourage Lauren El Manzano to put food in her face.
I do eat, guys.
You're disappearing, Lauren.
And again, this, we'll be talking about this in the future. But yeah, so one of the things, like, I think we all grew up with make-believe, right? Make-believe, imagination. And some people didn't. And some people didn't have a big imagination. I did. I had a huge imagination growing up. But I know when I had the brain injury, sometimes that suffered. Like, my creativity suffered a little bit. I got too tired to really access it. Mm-hmm. Or it's the opposite, where I would just kind of go into my brain and go into my mind to escape the realities, or like, having days where like, I don't want to deal with my brain injury today. I don't want to deal with my deficits today. I don't want to deal with the stress. I'm having neuro fatigue. I'm just going to kind of like go inside and kind of deal with, like, it's cool there. They know me there. It's all awesome.
Right. It's weird because sometimes reality isn't, it's not that it's not fun. It's just, it's easier to disappear somewhere, whether it be in a movie, in a video game for me, or just in your own mind. Well, you have like an amazing, a creative mind. So like going
fan
there.
Fan fiction. I have so much fan fiction.
Well, yeah. Like Stucky and the Goats.
Yes. I'm so glad I taught you that.
We can't forget about the goats.
Endgame never happened, guys. I'm still there. But
oh my God.
I will never forgive the Russo brothers for the no homo. But I digress. But. So I think as a coping mechanism, sometimes we have to do what we have to do to get through it. But I do think delving into the imagination, delving into and bringing that imagination out sometimes, whether that's role playing, LARPing, playing video games that are RPGs, things like that.
Hey, we're the neuro nerds, and there's nothing more nerdy than LARPing.
Yeah.
Live action role play. Come on, guys.
That's pretty awesome.
Thunderbolt. Wait, lightning bolt.
I mean, there are thunder attacks. There's like thunder waves.
Oh my God.
And you cause thunder damage, which is different than lightning damage.
Have I mentioned how much I love this tiny, amazing ass kicker over here? How much
ask
I missed
me questions,
that?
Guys. I got answers.
I missed that so much. Wait, I have a question to ask. So it was easier, and I know it's easier to kind of disappear sometimes in your own mind. You are a creative.
Yes.
A lot of your creativity comes from like your mind and writing. You're an amazing writer and reading. Because yes. You're a nerd.
Yes. So I read every day, guys.
After your brain injury, were you able to read or did you have to take some time off from that? That would have been difficult.
So the day of the last accident, God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, you guys. Mm. So the accident 5 years ago.
Right.
I think it was 5 years. I played video games. Ooh. Honestly, I played Baldur's Gate.
Nerd.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's a great coping thing. I did read, but it was pretty rough, especially after my doctor was like, try not to think too hard. Mm. And again, thought it was a joke. Was not. I do know when I would try to read, I would have a limit. Mm. Like I could handle the light because it's that strong blue light from the laptop. Like right. I could handle it for a little bit. Then I would just literally close the laptop because I was like, nope, brain is. And it wasn't even like, you know, sometimes when you're getting a little tired, your eyes hurt, like you can start feeling that limit coming. Right. That one, I didn't get like the buildup. It was literally like, I'm okay. No.
Yes.
And it's done. And you're like, nope. Close it.
Your brain yeah. was working like my natural deodorant, right? So like.
Oh my God, what?
My natural, like normally with your regular armpit cancer deodorant, right? It's like throughout the day, midday, it's like, oh man, I think it's kind of like.
Getting a little funky.
A little bit. I still got a couple hours. I'm fine. End of the day. I could still kind of go out if I needed to. With this natural deodorant, I use Native. It's like a light switch. One moment, I was like, oh, good. The next minute, it's like, holy Lord, I need to jump and take all the showers.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, your brain, I get it. It's like that.
So, yeah, that part was frustrating because like an introvert, I know people don't believe I'm an introvert, but as an introvert, I literally love to just go curl up in bed. I'll put my laptop, you know, maybe not healthy, on my sternum and just read fan fiction for hours or watch D&D. Or read fan fiction about D&D.
Oh my God.
Because I do. But that was a thing. It was like for about a month, because that's when I would have the 24-hour headaches. And so, yeah, I would have like 30 minutes. What did hurt if I tried to, honestly, when I tried to look at work emails, it was like, nope.
Right.
For the first 2 weeks.
A stress attached to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Too.
And all that. But with like the reading, I started building my tolerance, mm-hmm. but it was really hard trying to follow the doctor's directions. As we should, because, you know, I wanted to do what I wanted to do. But as we know with brain injuries, you can want and tell your body and tell your brain everything you want it to do. But your brain will basically give you a big middle finger and say, I wish a bitch would try.
Like, yeah. You're like, this is what I want to do. And your brain's like, the fuck you are.
Yeah. This is what you're going to do.
I'm just saying, because that must have been like really, really difficult. Because if your escapism is like, hey, I'm going to dive headfirst into this book and disappear into this amazing world.
Yep.
And you weren't capable of doing that. Yep. That must have been like doubly as frustrating.
Oh yeah. I think the first couple weeks it was like literally having to watch like trash TV because like I couldn't watch something I was really engaged in because then my brain would start to hurt. So I'm having a memory right now. I literally remember like sitting on the couch and just kind of like laying on my side and watching something like I didn't have a big interest in. Mm-hmm. Might've been Judge Judy, but then, and then there was like Big Bang Theory, like things that weren't very deep that you have to think and could be on in the background.
Yeah. Literally. I was just going to say like background noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could handle that for a while, but like if I tried to sit and watch something long-term, I was like, oh no, that hurts my head. You know? I remember one of the intense migraines that I did have that first month, it was really bad. So what I did is I went into my parents' bedroom at the time because I didn't have a TV in my room. So I turned off all the lights and I watched Balto.
Oh,
the cartoon.
The not great cartoon.
It was a good cartoon. It's a cute non-Disney movie.
Okay. For a non-Disney movie, excellent.
Yeah.
But I compare him to Disney movies. So that movie was trash.
But I remember I had like the volume super low and I couldn't watch it directly, if that makes sense.
No,
I was on my side, like half watching it. So
like
luckily,
you're almost creeping in. Watching. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Happy to report, I don't have that anymore. That's great. That lasted for a few months, like a few weeks for the actual like physical sensitivity, I feel. Mm-hmm. And then it was more like building that attention span again, like that capability.
You know, you're recreating neural pathways.
Yep.
You know, wait, oh, damn it. That's the word. Shits.
Hi, welcome to my life. Oh, look, guys. Perfect segue into aphasia.
Neuroplasticity.
Yeah.
Boom. Nailed it. Sorry, short-term memory loss.
But you know what? That was honestly an organic segue into, guys, remember like the most brilliant thing we ever said was how zombies are brain injury survivors a few years ago?
Seriously?
I don't know if you said or I said it.
I think it was you.
Yeah. And it was just like, wait. And then it was a big like Google sesh. And then, But yeah, we our thing was that zombies are brain injury survivors.
Zombies are brain injury survivors.
Some of them don't even have brains and they're survivors, guys. And you can too.
Yeah, so then we came up with the idea for, you know, the Neuro Nerd zombie merch collection, where we have our Zombies Brain Injury Survivors 2 t-shirts, as well as Zombies Have Aphasia. That's why they're always saying, you know, they don't really have it very large. They want to say so much. They just can't. They just sound like that. And this is the perfect time to pick up a Neuro Zombie t-shirt, because it is Halloween. Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
No, but seriously, like, think about it, because, you know, zombies need recognition too, guys.
They do.
And they need love and support.
They're my favorite part of October.
Because
like,
Joe is a zombie.
I am. Am I? Wait. Am I?
insert existential crisis.
Why am I here? What is here? I feel like I'm in the Matrix now. There is no spoon.
But okay. Also, because again, Joe just brought that up. I think we also questioned, like, what is here? Who is here?
Yeah.
Why is here?
Look, as a brain injury survivor, I think we've all had that moment where it's like, okay, well, what is this? You know, I don't know if you guys have had that moment where it's like, okay, am I here?
Yeah, you kind of have like those like, am I like, and it's existentialism, right? You're having that crisis like, am I alive? Is this a simulation? Like the brain short circuited? Like what?
God, have you guys ever seen Jacob's Ladder? That movie is phenomenal. It's with Timothy Robbins.
Is it a scary movie too?
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, no.
But it's like, it's all right.
It's best like, way a, to describe it's like it? A mental.
Yes,
movie,
it's
right?
A mind fuck.
Yeah.
But there's like a moment where you're like, oh shit, are we here? When is this? How is like, I think I hit that moment like about a year after my recovery, because it was right in between me gaining a lot of my memory back and feeling normal. I'm doing the quote fingers like normal again. We're like, oh, I'm functional in this world. But it's like, well, what is normal? What is this world? Is this my world? Did I wake up in a parallel? It's really bizarre. It's
like that TikTok trend. Guys, I feel like such an old person being like, what the TikTok trend is.
You know those crazy kids?
Yeah, but those kids do. But it's like what they like, you know, where they're like, are you the main character? Like, or are you supporting cast? Honestly, I was character development for this latest car accident, honestly, for the guy who hit me. I'm character development. So especially after the year we've had, right?
It's been insane.
Right. That's a lot. And I know we've been saying that, guys, but honestly, like, kudos to you, because this has been a fucking lot. And I think for all of us who've gone through trials and tribulations without having, you know, just like ignoring the fact that we're brain injured or support team, then add that on top. And it's like, yeah, it's been a lot.
It has been.
It's not over, but it's not.
It's like we're getting better, but it's not over. You know what I mean? So it's like Lauren with her brain injury, like early on, like she was getting better. The doctor's like, all right, just don't think too hard. And she's like, oh, I'm going to grab my laptop and start reading. No, probably bad idea. So yeah, let's be responsible. So you mentioned like, it's like Halloween. It's like scary time, right? What's scarier than 2020? I think we should just all be versions of ourselves from 2020.
Oh my God. Go back, go through, see, look at your social media, guys, and just pick a phase, right? Pick a stage. Like, like someone should dress up in like a case of toilet paper.
Oh, that's funny. Apparently, toilet paper is going to be short again. So again, how many?
I'm
going
to invest in toilet
have?
Paper, guys. Like, I feel like that needs to happen. Like, that's a good investment.
Right. Is there like a crypto toilet paper? Because I'm all about it.
I mean, if you want to flex during like pandemic chic, it was like literally all the toilet paper.
You know, it's unfortunate, and it's probably not going to be happening because it'd be very irresponsible. You know, back in the day, like kids, they would do the Halloween costume with just shit that's around the house.
That was me.
If they wanted to be the mummy, what would they wrap around
toilet
their bodies?
Paper.
Toilet paper. It'd be irresponsible to do that now.
Guys, if you ever really do encounter a mummy in a D&D campaign, you got to watch out for disease, guys. I think it requires greater restoration to take it off. God. Depending on what edition you're in. I think that's second edition.
Oh my God. Good Lord, Lauren.
I have to do this, guys. I have to. It's like in my contract. Like,
it blows my mind. Just the deepness, like how deep the nerd goes. You know what I mean? It's like down the rabbit hole.
I just came from shaking my ass on stage and now I'm talking
okay,
about
it. I am going to say this. Lauren is wearing a normal pair of shorts right now, which I'm really happy with. But she did show me the bra that she was wearing at the, was that a competition bra?
Yes.
Oh my God. Dude, it was Swiss cheese. It looked like a belt.
But it looked good.
It looked like a shiny belt with holes all over it. So first I saw it and I was like, oh, Lauren, that's dope. And then I got closer and I looked at it. I was like, wow, that's really, and for a second I was like, oh shit. That, what is that covering? What
Not
is it covering?
Much.
And immediately she was like, I was wearing a pasty, maybe two.
Yeah. underneath there was, but that's, you know what? It was part of a costume because I'm going to be wearing costumes for Halloween as well.
Yeah. And your costume, I got to tell you, I'm jealous of your costume because it's going to be dope.
Which one? I have a couple.
Fans.
Yeah. So currently I just got also like a cute little blue bikini for it. I'm going to be Katana from Mortal Kombat, y'all.
She says little, she means she can fit her costume in her back pocket. That's what she means. Can. And again, Lauren's a very small person. She has a small back pocket.
But no, guys, so like I have like my go-to costumes because I'll be honest, I don't put a lot of effort in Halloween because usually I'm working or right. I'm teaching. So I'm like, ugh, I'm not going to get home. I don't have anyone to go trick-or-treating with. I don't go to parties. I stay home.
Yeah. See, look, you see Lauren. She's literally a globe-trotting rock star. Oh, she's living a life. No, Lauren is a legit introvert nerd.
Yeah, I'm literally, everyone's like, what do you do on a Friday night? I'm like, I'm in bed watching YouTube. And it's either D&D or I watch like Chinese, Korean, and Turkish dramas.
Oh, not even the Korean horror films?
No. Love those. No, but like Train to Busan is like the scariest thing ever.
So good. Did you see the sequel?
No, not yet.
The Peninsula?
No.
Not as good, but still really good. It's very entertaining. Not as scary either.
So yeah. I'm going to be Katana because honestly, that's easy. So again, I go for easy costumes. So Katana is easy. Blue bikini, boots, pants, and a mask.
And I
have an amazing mask, guys. I spent way too much money on a Swarovski mask, but it's a tax write-off. It's amazing. So then if I'm not Katana.
It's a real Swarovski mask?
Yeah.
Fuck, Lauren.
It was a discount. A tax write-off. But if I'm not that, I'll be Laura Croft because that's easy. I just wear little shorts, a tank top.
Do you have a holster?
Yeah, I have actual holsters for actual guns.
Jesus Christ. Why?
Because I have guns.
Why did I even ask?
Yeah. Hello. That was your fault. But yeah, while Angelina Jolie was not the best Tomb Raider, she was all right.
Visually.
Yes.
She looked amazing. It was just a shit movie.
Yeah, and bad accent. I will wear the black shorts with the black tank top and belt boots, and I just braid my hair. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Also, she goes around murdering people.
Well, no, I go tomb raiding.
She goes raiding tombs.
Yes.
That's a good costume. Actually, I think I would prefer the Katana because I just think like visually, like color wise.
Yeah, but I'll have less clothes on and you're always bitching about how much I don't have clothes on.
You know what you should be? You should be responsible grandmother Katana, right? Like later on in life.
Sindel?
You could. Oh, shit. No, Sindel wears like little clothing too, but at least she has like a one piece. Yeah. She's not like rocking a two piece. Yeah. So yeah.
And I won't be Rogue because that's who I am every day.
Yeah.
Because my hair.
You as Rogue, it's going to be amazing at some point when you're like, you know what? I'm going to go all out. I'm going to dye my hair red. Why not?
I'm going to do the brown hair because my hair is black and I'm not going to dye it.
Yeah. Your hair's not black. It's like, it's black. It's like midnight, like super, super dark, which makes the Rogue streak even more visible. You know, it's like a platinum streak. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to be. Like, I have no idea.
I told him he wasn't allowed to be Marilyn Manjo.
Yeah, I can't be a chick. I told you, like, my ideal costume at some point was going to be Felice as Miss Samstown.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've been in pandemic.
Hey, I got a bikini COVID-20. You can borrow.
I can wear the actual bikini that she's rocking with the actual sash. Not the actual shoes, because her feet are really big.
Wow, that is some shade alert.
I say she's like an L because she has really big feet. But yeah, I don't know what I'm going to be. But I know Felice is going to like, she's going to practice some makeup stuff. So maybe she'll make me like some beautiful demon.
I don't have a response to that.
I think it's going to be fun though. I think it's going to be a good opportunity for us just to take a step back, take a breath, and just enjoy ourselves. I say watch something scary because I love scary movies. And if you're not pissing yourself at like 3 o'clock in the morning watching a really scary horror movie, what are you doing with your life in October?
I mean, maybe not driving yourself bonkers. Dressing up. Mm-hmm. Do you like that, guys? I found my way there.
You got there.
Oh, yeah, I got there. How can we use that as like a vehicle to kind of keep going, right? Because, okay, let's say you're not, like, okay, realistically, right? Like, let's say I'm not going to be Katana or something. But maybe what I would do is go through some of my favorite characters, my favorite books, my, if you watch Critical Role, one of my favorite characters on that D&D show. Sorry, D&D is my jam, guys, and I'm sorry. I had to hide it for so long, so now I just advertise it all the time.
Hey, let your nerd flag fly.
Or Game of Thrones, you know, like, and maybe, like, I know we don't always want to sit and analyze all our characters and do, but it's like, okay, like, if I was going to be Daenerys, who was robbed of and done wrong.
If you were going to be Daenerys the first handful of seasons.
Yes, right? But it would be like, why do I identify with Daenerys?
Or because, like, she's the mother of dragons, you're the mother of concussions. That's why. Boom, nailed it.
Wow, I totally forgot, but yes. But, you know, sometimes being able to, again, this is why a lot of people like acting, because it lets you embody someone you would never be, do things you would never do. Again, all about safety and things that are illegal, guys. But, you know, let's say if you're like, oh, I don't like how I look today, I don't like how I feel today, maybe make the choice of like, okay, I don't feel 100% today as Lauren, right? Maybe I don't feel confident today, so I'm going to pick Xena, Warrior Princess. And Xena's always there. She is ready to lead and to take responsibility. And I'm going to embody that going through the day.
I love that.
Yeah, because sometimes we need that.
Yeah.
And it's hard to admit to people like I'm not feeling 100% because there's days I don't feel 100%. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, well, who am I going to be today? But maybe we can actually now make like the outside match the insides and be like, okay, well, I'm going to be Xena for Halloween.
Right.
I won't because I'm going to pay for some amazing costume you made of leather. And it's not going to be ready.
And it's going to be very small, be very revealing.
Well, Xena, I mean, she was basically wearing a miniskirt.
She was.
Yeah. Lucy Lawless. But.
Don't make yummy noises to Lucy Lawless.
I'm sorry. Did you not watch Xena?
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Continue.
Like,
yeah.
So it was actual yummy noises. You know, I think there's a lot of us out there who during recovery, you just kind of want to give up sometimes. Do you want to know who never gives up? Ever? Captain America? Ever? Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for community and support? Well, the Neuro Nerds are here to help. Join our hashtag YouSoRock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/YouSoRock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at joesorocks.com/YouSoRock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
you so rock.
So except if it's an end game and the Russos are directing you to give up on the love of your life named Bucky Barnes.
So as for the MCU so far, 99.9% of the time, Captain America would never give up. So you know who I'm going to be? I'm going to dress up as Captain America. I think I got a cool game for everybody at home because still there's some parts of the world where people are like legit still locked down. Like some spots in the UK and I think Australia. Mm-hmm. Laura's super bitter.
I'm so mad. Sorry. So,
I think a cool thing to do for Halloween, if you're not able to go anywhere or if you don't want to go anywhere, you're afraid to go anywhere, which I get
or
it.
Concerned. I wouldn't, you know, not necessarily afraid.
Yeah. Yeah. Concerned because there's a bunch of idiots
cautious.
Out there. Yeah. Because of the idiots. Let's not forget about the idiots.
Yeah. Do not dress up as the idiots, guys.
Yeah. Don't be that. I think what a cool thing to do would be, be at home with your people, make costumes from what you have around the house.
Embody that childhoodness, like that 90s throwback. You know, you were born in the 21st century and not, or no, yeah, 21st century, and you were not born in the late 1900s. I had some guy, like, because I teach at a university, like some kids like, how old are you? And I was like, oh, I'm 32. They're like, oh, you were born in the late 1900s. I was like,
wait, what?
I was like, oh, hell no. I know you learned that from TikTok. Don't be coming at me with that
the
disrespect.
Year was 1990.
Right?
That's a really
Look,
weird thing.
I was born in the 80s, 89, but still in 80s.
All right.
Right? But
Lauren Elmanzano was born. The year was 1989.
In the year of our Lord.
The year of our Lord.
Do a throwback. Nostalgia, guys. But
have fun, you know?
Like, open up what's in your closet and what can you make?
Right. Like, being here, being a neuro nerd, I mean, I have a bunch of nerdy shit, so obviously I can make something kind of cool.
Same.
But go in the kitchen, grab like a
colander.
The pot holder, and a colander, yeah. Colander is the helmet. Pot holder as a shield. Boom. Captain America. Nailed it. Done.
Maybe we'll do photos of me and Joe in our
in a colander. Homemade Captain America. Homemade superhero outfits. This is going to be so bad.
I'm going to be an alien and I'm going to have a colander with like spoons sticking out.
Like literally, it's a time to just have fun, get away from some of the stresses of the world.
Yeah.
There are stresses all the time.
You know what? I think the whole theme today is be a Toys R Us kid, guys.
Yeah, I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Look, Lauren, we're doing a podcast about one of the most serious things that can happen in anyone's life, a brain injury.
I know.
And we talk about it through Everything Nerd.
Yeah.
We are the living embodiment of, I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid.
But Toys R Us lied to us.
They did.
They didn't, but they did.
They did.
Because they went away.
That's some bullshit, Jeffrey, the giraffe.
I know. I know who Jeffrey is.
You know what I feel like? I feel like Jeffrey the giraffe needs to come back and have a conversation with us like the dude from Blue's Clues did.
I know. That actually did make me cry.
It kind of did.
I was not a Blue's Clues
kid. Neither was I.
But I knew who he was.
I'm older.
I was like, yeah,
remember,
I know.
I'm the elder statesman here.
I know.
It was weird because you know what's beautiful? Because my little sister was that age. Mm-hmm. She was the one that like watched all that stuff. And I just saw like him say that and have an impact on those kids as adults.
Yep.
Where I was like, oh my gosh, that like it spoke to me where I was like, that was beautiful. This is what the world needs right now. It needs that guy. What was his name? Joe? No, Joe was the dude that came in.
Steve.
Frank?
No, his name was Steve. Oh my God.
I don't know.
Okay. But also side note, because that's all we do. You know how we talked about Toys R Us? I didn't go back, but I went to Toys R Us, guys, to go to a Pokemon tournament. I did it one time and I competed in a Pokemon tournament. I lost because my deck sucked, right? But I did do that once. Did anyone else ever go to do it? Well, so because Toys R Us used to host Pokemon
Magic
and Digimon.
Did you? Oh,
so I didn't do Digimon.
Oh, and then later
and
at
Yu-Gi-Oh,
the end, they did
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sound off if any of you guys ever did one of those.
Yeah, you nerds.
Yeah.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/TheNeuroNerds to get started.
NeuroNerds. And prepare to be nerd-shamed by me, the grown-ass man who still currently plays Pokemon Go on a regular basis. By the way, if there are any Pokemon Go guys out there, please send me your code so we can be friends and send each other gifts.
I did play Pokemon Go for half a hot minute. I was Team Mystic. That's yellow, right?
I'm Team Red.
Valor?
I'm Team Valor.
Yeah,
that's right.
I was Mystic. I was yellow. Everyone says like that's the baby or like the lame team. And I'm like, say it to my face.
I like to think that Team Valor is like Team Awesome, kind of like House Ravenclaw. The only house that really matters.
That's okay. They're deluded. It's fine.
Hey, it works for me. If I believe it, it's true.
There we go, guys. Back to manifesting your reality, right?
Yeah. Hey, there is a spoon. Right? Maybe I'll be Neo maybe I'll be Matrix. I'll dress all in black.
I should be the female John Wick.
Actually, you kind of
wanna.
You know what's really crazy, Lauren?
What?
Like, you don't have to be that. You kind of are. You know what I mean? Like, I even before watching John, I've never seen you shoot a gun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming it's like pop, pop. It's like body head.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Please don't ever hurt me.
You should see my garage.
No, I don't want to. Why do I feel like there's like a collection of memorabilia there's from victims?
Safe. There's a safe of a certain height.
Oh, God, no. It's really short because Lauren's very short, too. No, look, it's escapism isn't a bad thing sometimes. No,
it's a coping mechanism.
It is. It is. And who's to say, you know, like, it's why not? Why not? Now, don't just do it on Halloween. We could do it more often. We could do it in a book. We could do it in a podcast. We could do it in a meditation session.
Embrace the creativity because you never know what it'll lead. And honestly, we go through our lives dealing with some of the most heaviest things that you can deal with. Embrace some of, if you can, that chaos and let it lead you into a new world. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the next Tolkien and you're going to create a world that is beloved. By the way, we're going to coming up to the 20th anniversary of the Lord of the Rings movie. That will be an episode, guys. I'm going to be schooling this fool.
We are
going
to be talking about the secondary and tertiary characters.
We're going to be talking about the characters that got recasted or completely taken out and should have been in there. Like Glorfindel, I have an issue.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, some people, it's like Tom Bombadil, like whatever. Mine was Glorfindel, elf, not a guy.
What just
was robbed? Yes, I know they had to put Arwen in, but like, no, Glorfindel's beautiful.
Does that even sound real? That sounds like a Conan O'Brien skit character.
Rude. That'll be coming up, guys.
Or like Rick and Morty. Oh, the Glorfindels just showed.
By the way, one of these episodes, live action Rick and Morty. My God, have you seen the trailer?
Oh, with a doc, actual
yep.
doc?
Yep.
It was weird. He needs to work on his fake burping.
But was it fake?
I was really happy with it. I was, it really excited me. Look, we have to have fun. Again, I've said this a lot over the past year and a half. We have been living through a once-in-a-lifetime worldwide pandemic. That shit is heavy for any normie, let alone somebody with a brain injury. So.
Yeah, now the normies are feeling what neurofatigue is.
Yeah, you dicks. No, why am I so aggressive to normies?
Muggles.
So look, I'm so thankful to have Lauren like literally like right over here. I'm so excited. And she like kind of kicked me a little bit, but she's so short. She missed. This to me makes my year. Like it like legit does. I've a couple of people have asked too, like, oh my God, like how like great of friends are you and Lauren? It's not like I talk to Lauren every day and it's not like, oh, well, Lauren is just one of the most important people in my life ever. Like, I'm not going to fucking cry, Lauren. Stop. I'm not going to. She literally did nothing. She's just standing there. Sometimes it's not the amount of time that you spend with somebody or speak to somebody or have known somebody. It's the impact that they've had on your life. And Lauren has just impacted my life tremendously. So this in and of itself, this session right here is the biggest treat that I've had since the last session that I had with Lauren was not too long ago, which before that, the last live session was over a year.
Yeah.
Which was just a lot. So this to me is amazing.
We used to do this every week.
Every week.
But then Joe decided to move.
And then the world decided to go crazy. Yep. Thanks, world.
It's all his fault, guys.
Thanks, world. So look, it's Shocktober. My suggestion for everybody is to watch a scary movie every single night because that's what I'm going to be doing.
No, you should watch a cute movie.
Like you can do that.
Adam's Family and Hocus Pocus.
Like Frankenweenie.
And Transylvania. Yeah.
You can be
Nightmare
Lauren
Before Christmas.
And have your PG-G Halloween Shocktober. Or you could be like grown-ass man Joe.
Or watch scary movies 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Those are pretty funny. You know, Charlie Sheen. It's funny. You know, like seriously, like I'm really looking forward to rewatching. The first movie I'm going to watch is Malignant.
Hell no.
I am really, really excited about that. Like I am beside myself. I'm going to finish watching Black Summer because I like zombies. Watch Train to Busan again. As Above, So Below. Come on, guys.
I'll be watching Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead. Like, there you go. That's mine.
Yeah. And then that's going to lead into, you know, our Christmas movies, which. Where Lauren and I are going to be watching Live as It Goes, and she's going to be more excited than me, the Hawkeye series, which is a Christmas series.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Die Hard.
Where is he going with this? Yes, Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. Dress up, have fun, be a kid again. This holiday isn't just for kids. It's about fun. It's about excitement. It's about getting away for a little bit, like lifting the weight of some of this heaviness that's in the world, you know? And if you have any scary movie recommendations, please let me know. And if you guys want some scary movie recommendations, please ask away. And if you want some G recommendations, hit up Lauren.
Yes.
I'm excited. Lauren's excited. We're excited. The Neuro Nerds are here, back together, live in studio at the exact same time. That makes
me
very, very happy. And I almost did. I almost cried, but I didn't. Joe Borges, grown ass man, right?
My God.
Hey, on that, let's try to do it. On that, Joe doesn't cry because he's a grown ass man. Notes.
Unimpressed over here.
These Neuro Nerds are out.
Wait, you did it again.
What'd
we forgot
do?
To do the socials.
Shit.
So maybe, I'm sorry, guys, maybe this is a new thing where Joe just forgets the socials, which is fine.
Oh, yeah. By the way, guys, I don't know if you know this or not. I haven't mentioned the last like 8 minutes. I have a brain injury. So if you guys are curious and you want to ask for some G movie recommendations, you can reach out to Lauren at Lauren El Manzano on Instagram.
Yes, you can.
You want to be a grown ass adult, watch some scary movies during Shocktober, reach out to me at Joe So Rocks on all the socials.
And please inundate him with anything D&D related.
Yeah, nothing porn, weirdos. Stop being creepers. You can always reach out to us, the Neuro Nerds, at the Neuro Nerds on all the socials. And on that, Joe did it. 2 live episodes with Lauren.
Yep. That's why I'm here, guys. I am actually the handler.
These Neuro Nerds are out.
Again.
Ditto.
Joe, we forgot.
I did it again. Oh my God, it's warm.
We're done. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.